Now, inshallah, we'll start Islamic education. And as we agreed, sister, we learned about that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is divided into, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let me clarify it to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, sisters, alhamdulillah, we learned about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will use this part. Okay. And we learned that the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the oneness of His Lordship, Worship, and His names and attributes. And we learned about, alhamdulillah, the names and attributes, that the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones mentioned in the Quran and on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. No one is allowed to add anything to the names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except those in the Quran or what is mentioned by the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is number one. Number two, we start to learn about the oneness or the unity of Allah's Lordship, and we agreed that it has four branches. Okay, it is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sisters, I want you, when you learn about the oneness of Allah and anything in the Quran and in Islam, try to feel that it is very logic. Okay, it is all logic. Is Allah so long? Allah is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. He must be the owner of everything. And He must be the all-knower of everything. And He must be the planner and decider for everything. Okay, so how I know all of this? I know it from the basic fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. Then, if we want to know about Allah the creator, we will learn about the rules of creation from the Quran. Again and again, you know, you will analyze the whole Quran into rules. You believe in these rules, alhamdulillah. When you will believe in these rules, alhamdulillah, immediately you will be a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the rules related to Allah, the creator of everything? Number one, we learned about the secret of creation. This was rule number one, which we learned about it, that what is the secret of creation? The secret of creation is that the initiation of life and progress is a secret only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and as we discussed that if you have an egg, okay, and you are planning to eat that egg, you boil it at 8 p.m., okay, maybe suddenly by 6 p.m., you will notice that there are cracks and a chick will come out of it. It was dead, then there will be life. A life creature comes out of the egg. Who causes this? How come this happened? Where that a small chick was hidden in the egg, nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the secret of creation. Okay, and again, sisters, try to think how the baby is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, created in the womb of the mother. Try to think it over, you can't imagine. Okay, and also, try to think that when the mother is about to deliver, there are babies whom they deliver and they are alive, and there are babies whom they are also delivered, but they are either delivered dead or they die immediately. Why? Because the secret of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't put it in them. No life. There is a complete baby, 3 kilos out, but he never cries. If the baby will not cry, he will die immediately. Okay? So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, when I was discussing this class in details, I always mentioned that every pregnant woman must live the reality that there is a creation going on inside her body. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the baby will be, what will be his color, what will be his weight, he will be intelligent, he will be biased or not. How her future with that baby will be, okay, while Allah is creating that baby inside her, she must feel, you know, that Allah the Almighty is the creator. He is now creating for you a creature who will be part of your future. He will affect all your life. So you must appreciate
the creation of Allah, and you must be so close to Allah during pregnancy, because you know your future will be so affected with what is going on in these 9 months. Okay, this is how you can feel, you know, how creation is a very big secret. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. This was rule number one, and we discussed it before. Rule number two is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the excellent form. Okay? Actually, number two, we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything according to its decree. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These rules of creation always makes you to feel how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having all the power of everything. You know, because, you know, none of us can create anything. And all of the human beings, they cannot create anything, you know, relating to the act of creation. Okay, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, according to the decree. What is the meaning of this? This means that, for example, I was pregnant in my daughter Yusr while I was living in the United Arab Emirates. And I was about to deliver Yusr, you know, her due date was 16th of January. And we were planning, I will deliver Yusr in, you know, I was living in United Arab Emirates. In December, my husband suddenly resigned, you see. And all my expectation and my preparation is that Yusr and the doctor and the hospital and everything, because I was 40 years old and it was not an easy delivery, and I am, you know, this is precious baby for an older mother, all this. Everything was prepared for me in United Arab Emirates. Unfortunately, my husband resigned by December, and I have to leave, you know, United Arab Emirates while I was 9 months and 2 weeks. And you know what I did? I put a very big coat in front of my abdomen so that they can allow me in the aeroplane, because I was not allowed in the aeroplane. And if my husband resigned from the Emirates, I must leave with him. So I can't stay alone to deliver my baby, and maybe in the aeroplane they will not allow me. Okay, and my husband can't stay. He must leave. We return back to Riyadh. You see? Then, subhanAllah, I delivered Yusr in Riyadh. You see? So who knows about the creation? Who knows about, you know, Yusr must be delivered outside the United Arab Emirates. Okay? This is what Allah decreed for Yusr. I don't know this at all. I was under the impression that everything is smooth. I am ready, alhamdulillah, and I will deliver Yusr in United Arab Emirates. What I mean is that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up to his decree, which none knows about it. Why Yusr is supposed to be delivered there in that hospital with this doctor in that night, nobody knows. But this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel this reality, you feel that I have to stand back. I have to say, oh Allah, everything is up to you. I don't know anything. I can't prepare anything 100%. Because I don't know the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to my knowledge, inshallah, I was planning to deliver here. But who knows the decree of Allah? This is the creation of Allah. The creation of Allah is up to his decree, which none of us know about it. And as I mentioned to you many times, alhamdulillah, you know, this creation and life and death, I face it when I was working, you know, in the neonatology unit. You know, I was always called to the delivery room when there is a difficult delivery to attend. And at that time, you realize the power of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there were many cases whom there were mothers whom they were looking for a baby for 17 years or 16 years. And when they delivered the babies, unfortunately, the baby will die after 5 minutes. And there will be three, you know, pediatricians, and, you know, everyone is trying his best and everything. No life. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, and because of that, actually doctors or physicians whom they are in close contact with life and death, they must be the closest to Allah and the most to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in many situations, actually I was a resident at that time, I was at the end of the line. You know, but in many times they call, you know, specialists, special neonatologists. And at that time, actually, sometimes we have a neonatologist from the United States of America for the very special cases. Okay? He will come and he will stand and he will try his best and the baby will die. You see?
Sorry.
Yes.
I just heard of the news last week. There was a woman who gave birth and she died and her baby died. And they both came back to life.
When you believe that all the creation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you put all your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in the human beings at all. Because human beings cannot do anything. Actually, there was once a premature baby, he was delivered 26 weeks. This around 26 weeks is 6 months and few weeks. And we worked with that baby, you know, a group of physicians in the neonatology unit were working with that baby from 26 until he becomes around 33 weeks. You know, 7 weeks, day and night. You know, there is one-to-one nurse and, a resident and everything. And that baby, you know, his mother was coming every day to bring the breast milk. We will give it with the tube. A lot of work, and you can't imagine how much money is spent on this kind of newborn in the neonatology unit. 2 days before, you know, discharge the baby starts to become febrile, unfortunately. And, you know, he becomes febrile, 38, 39, 40, he has something called sepsis. Sepsis means bacteria all over the body. Within 2 hours, he died. After working for 7 weeks, day and night. And you can't imagine, the baby is in front of you, and everyone is giving medications and antibiotics and everything, and the heartbeat is going down. You know, this is the problem. And because of that, some of the physicians, they become true believers, and others, they become disbelievers. You know, this is the problem. Because the heartbeat is going down, and all the medications which make the heartbeat to go up is given repeated shots, no response. So you are sure that the baby is dying. No one wants to believe. Why to die? Why now? What is going on? And the problem is that this is always happening for the very special cases. All the normal newborn, they are alive, they will be born, you will have a mother whom she has 11 kids. Yes, and the mother whom she had one, only after 7 years, the baby died. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, when I worked in this neonatology unit for around 9 or 10 years, this makes me so close. This was actually my start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I start to feel that, you know what? You know, the people are believing that doctors, I will, have the best doctor in Houston and I will be in the best institution. Try your best. Okay, no problem. You know, try the means. Okay, but be sure, 1,000 out of 100, it is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is the second rule of creation. The third rule of creation, which you will learn it today, sister, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything in the excellent form. Okay, and actually, let us learn some examples. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the distance between the sun and the earth to just the right extent. If the sun will be very, 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 very little closer to the earth, we will be all dead because of the heat. And if it is just a little bit, very, very, very little away, we will be dead out of the cold. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the distance between the earth and the sun, the excellent distance, so that we will get the benefit of the sun and we will not be killed by heat or killed by cold. Okay? Also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give the reasons, okay, for Okay, this is enough for this. Let me now, let us learn about the rules of creation of, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, of the heavens. Okay, we'll start about the creation of the heavens, because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many different verses of the Quran about His creation. So that, you know, these are called, you know, the proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will learn about how the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so excellent, you will believe that the creator must be one. Because if there were more than one creator, they will have different points of view. And the creation will not be so excellent. So long this excellency is going on in the creation, this means that the creator is only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we will read from the Quran, as we agreed that you will bring your Quran with you, sisters. I hope so. Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 3. We will read about creations of the heaven from Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 2. I will read slowly so that inshallah you can try to read with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay, Cecilia, take your time. Surah number 13, verse number 2. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها. I will read like this, then I will read, you know, القرآن. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها. I will read it first, you know, letter by letter for you, then I will read the Quran. الحمد لله. ثم, you find ثم. I will read from the start first, sister. I will read it all as I know how to read the Quran, then I will read it for you letter by letter. Okay, so that you learn also. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. Okay.
Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Then He rose above Istawa, the throne, honor that suits His majesty. He has subjected the sun and the moon to continue going round, each running its course for a term appointed. He manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the ayah, proof, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., in detail, that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord.
There are rules in this verse of the Quran related to the creation of the heavens, which every Muslim needs to reflect on in order to feel the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who can raise the heavens without support. Okay, try, sisters, to look to the heavens and to feel that, you know, it is unlimited. Okay, when you look, you cannot get the limits of the heavens, okay? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised these heavens, okay, without support, and they are there without support. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel the power of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the believers, you will realize how the belief is the source of mercy and tranquility to the spirits of the believers. So long the one who can keep these heavens up without support is taking care of me, I don't fear anything in this life. You see, this is the importance of the belief in the oneness of Allah, in His Lordship. Because when you believe in His Lordship, okay, this is the most important for the Muslims to learn. When you will learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this will touch your heart from the verses of the Quran, okay, and then someone will come and tell you, inshallah, not your husband is not happy with you and he wants to divorce you, are you afraid? You tell her, afraid of what? I am trying to tell you, living the Quran in your daily life, how it will, alhamdulillah, give you all the hope, all the power, all the tranquility, all the peace, alhamdulillah, to live this life in the best form and to have balanced human, balanced spirit, and to be, alhamdulillah, always healthy psychologically and in your body, even if you are facing very difficult problems. When you realize that the one, again and again, the one who is keeping these seven heavens, these unlimited seven heavens, are keeping them without support, he is the only one having the only power and will, he is taking care of me. My husband is happy. My husband is not happy. The people are happy. The people are not happy. The people will plan for me. The people will do for me. They are just handful of dust. No power. I only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have all the confidence that so long I am a true believer, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah will plan for me is the best. If my husband is not happy, wants to go, excellent. If he wants to stay, excellent. Our problem is in two aspects. Number one, we don't have full trust in Allah because we don't know about Allah, the knowledge which can make us, alhamdulillah, to have full trust in Him. This is number one. Number two, we are human beings, we don't have the knowledge. Okay? I am not sure that when my husband will leave me, I will be able to be stable financially. I will be able to stable psychologically. I will be able. I don't have the knowledge. Allah has the knowledge. You don't have the knowledge. The one who decreed this for you, he has the knowledge. So if you are a true believer in Him, prove to Him that you are a true believer, that He is the only will and the only power. A human being leaves, let him leave. Maybe you will cry, you will be upset because there was some emotion, this and that. But regarding the feeling that someone can harm me, someone can hurt me, someone can, no one can. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can. When you tell me what is the proof, I tell you, look to the heavens. Look to the heavens. The one who is keeping them up. What can you compare this miracle of the heavens with my story or your story or her story? What is the problem for you? It is not only to the husband. Someone whom she's looking for a baby and it looks that she will not have a baby. No, no, no. Have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Look to the heavens. Always say to the people, look to the heavens. This is Allah. So long I am believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my spirit is so wide. I am not having very constricted spirit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I lose power very easily. I never lose power. I get the power when I look to the heavens. And I remember, I say, alhamdulillah, so long the heavens are in their place, Allah is taking care of me. I don't care. Then you build the trust in Allah. Then you build the patience. Then you build the feeling of the connection and link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gradually, 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 you will be believing the oneness of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will believe in the oneness of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all connected. Okay? Let me record this. This is the message actually for everyone who is listening to these classes. And this is something between you and Allah only. Nobody knows it. Even the angels here, the right and the left, they don't write the intention. Only Allah knows the intention. And because of that, this fact, first I have to clarify it. Maybe you come to the class because you don't have any other thing to do it. Maybe. Or maybe I. Let me talk about myself. The right angel will write for me, Mona did a good deed today. She came to the masjid and she stayed 2 hours. Okay, because this is the record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give me any reward. You know, I will come to the Day of Judgment with a lot of records full of good deeds. But I will not get any of the reward because of the intention. Only Allah knows the intention. The angels don't know the intention. Okay? So the most important for the believer is to have the sincere intention, which is something between you and Allah only. If you have the sincere intention that, oh Allah, I believe in your oneness. Oh Allah, I am sure 100% that everything is only up to you. And I will try my best to obey you. And I am looking forward for your mercy to help me be sure, sisters, 100%. That in the middle of the severe darkness of your life, Allah will make for you an outlet. When you feel that, now I start to feel that situation is hopeless, when you are about to be in this, okay, don't reach this stage at all with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are trying your best to be patient and, oh Allah, complain to Allah, I am trying, I am accommodating, I get all my ways to this, and oh Allah, I am tired, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a change which you never expect. Be sure of this. But the most important is not to lose the patience before reaching to this level. Many of the people, they try to be patient. They try to be patient, then they lose the patience. You know, before this, what I am telling to you. Okay, if you just extend your patience a little bit, you will believe me that Allah interferes in ways which you never expect. You see, be sure that so long you look to the heavens, again, because we are, you know, with the creation of the heavens, because I will finish with you the creation of the heavens today. Be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can raise the heavens without support and perfect their creation, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes the sun and the moon to move in their annual and daily move. Every day, there is a day and a night. There is light and darkness. This is the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of everything in the excellent form. Just question yourself, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the believer to have hardship all the time with no hope? This is wrong. This is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything, He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَإِنَّهُ I will read for you this verse and I will close with this one today. Okay, and inshallah we will continue with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will take our time with the rules of the Quran, so that inshallah by the end of this class you will have total different feeling regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and regarding the worldly life with everything in it inshallah. I want you now to open Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can open, sister, surah number 12, number 78, okay? And in this surah, actually, it is the surah, I think you know, the story of Prophet Yusuf, Joseph and his brothers. His father is saying, you know, in this surah, I will read for you 87 in Arabic and English. I will clarify to you and then, you know, we will, inshallah, continue next week. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya bani yazhabu fatahassasu min Yusufa wa akhih. ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. O my sons, go you and inquire about Joseph and his brother and never give up hopes in of Allah's mercy. 87 12 87. You see, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Then Allah is continuing, certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. What is the meaning of disbelief? You know, I always actually try to translate, to have the meaning regarding to us Muslims. Okay? If you don't believe from the depths of your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power in this life, you will despair of Allah's mercy. There are many Muslims whom they feel despair of Allah's mercy. Why? Because they don't believe in reality in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually this is the importance of the classes of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. whom these classes, the sisters of Houston, are always telling about me, that I am the one always after the classes of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to live this worldly life as a true believer. You will not be able to be alhamdulillah. When you tell me, Sister Mona, so and so and so, I tell you, Sister, my dearest friend, I only fear Allah. And alhamdulillah, my heart is full of tranquility and peace. Alhamdulillah. You see, no sadness, no despair, no feeling of lonely. Sometimes you are sad when you feel that people are not good, people are not to the expectation, you are sad. But to fear them, to feel that they can do for me anything, never, ever. It is the belief in the oneness of Allah. I have the full belief that the mercy of Allah is so close to me, and Allah will make for me the best outlet. You see, this is all of this feeling. You cannot have it except when you believe in this. The lordship of Allah. Everything is up to Allah. I can't get this pen. If I want now to reach this pencil, I cannot get it except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the will. I want to reach the pen, but Allah said, not now. I will return. I will continue the class. You see? Nothing can move on the earth except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why I fear the human being? And why I waste my life, and waste my time, and waste my feeling, and waste my psychological health? Worried, he may do, and she may do, and if he do, and if he does, and if they does, and I will do. Never, ever. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah is taking care of me. I want to get benefit of my life. I will live my life thinking of the people, to what they will do, what he will do. What is this? Where is the belief in Allah? And because of that, the true believers are always active, always positive, always trying to do deeds. Not, you know, having these psychological problems, okay, like most of the people now, living the life of fear. It is the fear nowadays. I fear that it will do. I fear tomorrow. I fear that I will be laid off. I feel that I will be divorced. I feel that my kids will not come. I fear that, I fear. You are not a believer. This is the problem. Alhamdulillah. If you are a believer in Allah, I only fear Allah. So long I obey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get your heart away from the feeling of the fear. Because you believe in him. Because Allah is the controller of the hearts. When we read the dua now, we will say, oh Allah, controller of the hearts. So long you send for him the message, I am a believer in your oneness, I have full trust in you, immediately he will take you away. Everyone around you will say, this sister is having a lot of problems, but mashallah, she looks very good. They don't understand the belief in the oneness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects your spirit from everything and make you to live in a different issue. You are busy with your work, you are busy with your kids, you are busy with anything. But what about the problem? Why you are not feeling, living the depth of the problem? Because the problem has the one to solve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. This is the mercy of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So you know, sister, this is why I like to give a lot of time for the belief in the lordship. Because the more time you learn from the Quran, you will learn many, many, many verses of the Quran about the belief in the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you learn about the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gradually you will feel the tranquility and peace, and you will feel that I want to be linked with Allah. I want to be in a good relation with Allah. I want Allah to take care of me. This is the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. By time, alhamdulillah, you will start to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, alhamdulillah, showering you with his mercy all the time. Alhamdulillah. Then you will love the prayer. Then you will love the Quran. Love the Quran. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, sisters, that in my life, I love the Quran more than my daughters. You see? And I mentioned this in many classes. I have my youngest, alhamdulillah. If they tell me, take one thing from this life, I tell them, give me the Quran. I can't live without the Quran. Because the Quran is a cure and healing for my spirit. This is how the believer has to live. Allah sent this book to be the healing and the cure. Because life is very difficult. Life is a test. Okay? So if you want to be a stable human being, you must get benefit of this cure. This is the cure of the Creator. He creates us and He knows that. The only cure for this mankind is this book. He made it like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the true believers will be the ones having the good life. Allah said in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever is a true believer and do good deeds, a woman or a man, Allah will makes them to live a good life. Only those whom they live the good life, true believers and good deeds. How I can be a true believer and having good deeds? From this book. From the meaning of the Quran. Not just this Arabic language which I am teaching. Meaning of the Quran. The Quran will touch your spirit. When the Quran will touch your spirit, when you open the Quran, one end is with Allah, one end is with you. When you can feel the feeling. And I want to tell you one thing, sisters. When I start teaching the Quran in English, you can't imagine. I felt that still the sweetness of the Quran is there when you read it in English. I was under the impression that there is the sweetness of the Quran. Okay? This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. I was under the impression that you feel it only in Arabic. But when I start teaching in English, it is also there in English. You know, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, try to read the Quran every night in English or whatever language you have. Tell to yourself, every night I will have the cure. This is the medicine, not the antidepressant or the, you know, this sleeping medication. The cure is the book of the Creator. Okay? Tell to yourself, every day I will read 10 pages of the Quran. Must. This is my cure. You will have a lot of reward. And you will be the one trying to become close to Allah. Allah said, whoever is trying to come close to me, this distance, I will come closer to him, very big distance. You are trying to become closer to him. He will become closer to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you. Because you try to come close to him. But Muslims living far away from the Quran, just praying the prayer which you know it, okay, then they say Allah is not answering our dua. He will never answer. Because you are not sincere. Why to answer? Why to support someone who is not sincere? Others whom they are far away, okay, they are living the life unreal. Okay, they are living in the deceiving life of the shaitan. This is totally different story. Let us make the dua for the reverse, for all the Muslims, alhamdulillah. But especially for the revert, because your access to the Quran is not easy, you know, your access to the knowledge is not easy because you are revert. Okay, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering you with His mercy. Be sure that Allah is planning for you for the best. You don't know and you don't understand because you are a human being. Okay, just have the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't worry. Don't worry. As a true believer, don't worry. The revert sister is not supposed to worry at all. Allah chooses you to give you very, very, very unimaginary reward. So why you are worried? Don't worry. Put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time tell yourself, I don't worry. I don't worry at all. Send this message to your spirit. When you send it, you will start to feel high mood. Then you will start to feel that life is good. Then you will look to yourself in a better shape. Then you will pray in a better way. And you will do dua in a better way. Then you will act with the people around you in a more calm and nice way. This will help you to improve your life. all of this good character and good mood, you have it when you keep on sending to yourself, I don't worry, I am very good, Allah will make it in the excellent shape. All the time send this. Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.